maybe what we'll do is a topic that came up recently in the Daf Yomi, and we'll discuss that for today. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Dalid has a brisa where there's a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer as far as the shear of removing hairs on Shabbos. How many hairs do you have to remove on Shabbos in order to violate the malacha of gozes? That the Chachamim say you're only chayiv if you remove two hairs, and Rabbi Eliezer says even sa'ara achas you're going to be chayiv. So the brisa tells us that the Chachamim would be moded to Rabbi Eliezer that you're chayiv even for sa'ara achas, for removing just one white hair, for removing just one hair, when it's melakit sa'aros levonos mitoch shchoros. If a person notices that he starts to go gray and he has not yet come to grips with the fact that that's what happens in life, so he starts trying to pluck out all of the white hairs, then even if you pull out one white hair, that you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos. Why? Because pulling white hairs from levonos, the Gemara goes on to say, from shchoros rather, pulling a white hair out from a head full of black hair, says the Gemara, is aser even b'chol. It's aser to do even on a weekday. Why is it aser to do even on a weekday? Because the pasuk tells us in Dvarim Parachav Beis, lo yilbash gever simlas isha, that a man should not wear clothing of a woman, which means not only not to wear clothing of a woman, but Rashi comments on the pasuk simlas isha shederech noshim lahakbid al kachulis naos, not to do those things that women are makbid about to make themselves look beautiful. And the sheet of the Rambam is that this is an Issur d'oraisa, and one is Chayv Malkus, and this is what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Zara, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud. The Raver over there disagrees, says it's only an Issur midrabanan, but if a person sees some gray hairs and pulls out one gray hair from among his hairs, that is an Issur d'oraisa during the week, according to the Rambam. And on Shabbos, it's a malacha of gozes, even though it's only one hair, and normally the malacha of gozes is a minimum of two hairs. Now, so let's discuss this a little bit. Someone just remarked to me recently, I was sitting with a family member, and they said, oh my gosh, your hair is turning gray. And it seemed to bother them a lot more than it bothered me, right? So if I were to pull out that gray hair, so what exactly is the nature of this iser of pulling out white hair? So the Gemara Maseches Nazir in Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph has a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov as far as the gedder of the Isser of Yilbash Gever Sinlos Isha in general. That the Chachamim hold that the Isser is that a man should not wear a woman's clothing to the point that he's going to be Yoshev Bein Hanashim. Meaning the Isser is that a man shouldn't dress so much like a woman that he's then going to be mistaken for a woman and he'll be able to live among the women, and he'll be able to get into the women's locker room or something like that, because that's obviously going to lead to pretzels, it's obviously going to lead to very terrible things. But Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, nah, even if a man puts on a single item of clothing that is a feminine item of clothing, and he is very obviously a man, he could have a beard or whatever, but he wears a pink ribbon in his hair or something like that, as a joke, even that's going to be usher, because that's also a simlas isha, so it has nothing to do with going to try to sneak in to sit and to be among the women. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah paskins like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and that's what the Beis Yosef explains in Yerodeas in Kufpei Beis Dibra Maschalos Silbash, and that's what the Ramah paskins as well in Yerodeas Simon Kufpei Beis Seif Hey, that even be'echod min abagadim, even if a person doesn't dress up entirely like a woman, he just wears one beged like that's a woman's beged, nevertheless it's a violation of this iser. So what's the reason for this iser of even beged echad? So the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos Lo Sasei Mem that this action that he does, that since women are typically the ones who are wearing tachshitim and that pay more attention to external appearance and extra accoutrements around their appearance, so sometimes if a man starts doing these kinds of activities, it's going to lead to different types of znus and different types of avodah zarah, because it makes him attractive to women by being particularly makbid about these types of things. So it's not about looking like a woman, it's just doing acts that are that sort of blur the gender lines a little bit, that are more feminine type acts, and it's not about identifying as if he is a woman. So the Ber Moshe and the Tshuva of Rav Moshe Stern, the Debre Tzina Rav, in Chelek Ches, Simen Ches, says, based on the Rambam, in Masech, on the sugya relating to the sugya Masech Shabbos, that there's an issu to oraisu to pull out white hairs from a head of black hair, that's l'shitaso, that there's an issu for a man to even wear a single garment that's a feminine garment, like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Meaning, if you understand that the issur of lo yilbash is that you're not allowed to look like a woman, so I pull out one white hair, and now you don't look at me and say, is that Rabbi Leibowitz or Rebbetzin Leibowitz? Like, you'll still figure it out, right? You'll be able to identify very clearly. So it doesn't make a person look like a woman, but if the idea is, like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, even just one feminine activity, but it's just starting to engage in those kinds of behaviors that lead to Znus and lead to Avodah Zarah, so then even pulling out one white hair would be an issue. So that's why the Rambam holds that it's an issue d'oraisa over here, because this is a Rambam l'shitaso paskening like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. That's the what the Debre Tzina Rav points out. So he says, based on that svara, that the whole gather of the Yisra of Lil Yilbash is not to be engaged in a type of yifui to show the women how beautiful he looks, so maybe there's room to be makil in certain circumstances. The case that the Debre Tzina Rav was asked about was a young man who was graying prematurely. He was a teenager, and his hair was turning gray. So he didn't want to look like a woman. He wanted to dye his hair because not to appear more feminine, not because he's so vain, but he didn't want to look like a 45-year-old man. He's a teenager. He doesn't want to look like he's a 45-year-old man. So in such a case, says the Debre Tzina, he just wants to be able to look his own age for shiduchim and for basic social interactions. He thought that is not a violation at all. It's not l'shem zima, it's l'shem ashidich, and there's no iser b'davar at all. Similarly, but a little bit differently, Rav Eliashiv in the Kovitz Tshuvas in Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, says that wearing big day, a woman wearing big day anashim, or a man wearing big day nashim, is always going to be asr, like we said, we paskin. But yifui haguf is not included in lo yilbash unless you're doing it l'shem yifui. Meaning, if a man wears a woman's clothing, whether he's doing it for beauty or he's doing it for any other reason, that's what the Torah says. That's asr. Meaning, that's always going to be asr, regardless of whether you're doing it to appear attractive to women or to engage in znus or anything like that. That's just inherently usher for a man to wear big day nashim. But when it comes to yifui haguf, when it comes to grooming habits, when it comes to things that are not about begadim per se, so then it really depends on kavana, Rav Eliashiv says. Then it really depends on whether a person is trying to make himself look more beautiful, or if a person is just trying to be normal and trying to save himself from tsar that he's not particularly interested in having. The case Rav Eliashiv talks about is a case that was discussed in earlier poskim, is if a person has a long beard and half of his beard is black and the other half of his beard is white. So he wanted to know, can he dye his beard black so that he doesn't look ridiculous? They shouldn't have half of his beard one color, half of a beard another color. So some of the poskim said, of course he could dye his beard. He should dye it all white. And then that will solve the problem. But he's not of an age to have a white beard. So is there anything wrong with dyeing his beard all black? Is that considered to be a violation of wanting to do something that's too much of a feminine type of thing? Hair dyeing too much of a feminine type of thing? So says Rav Eliashiv, no, that's not at all what it is. He looks ridiculous otherwise. So he's trying to remove a sense of tsar. Okay, we'll leave it at that for today.